Thank you all for joining me. I've got my dad and my brother on audio through my cell phone. And just so you know, a little history. The Mourner's Kaddish is a pretty old prayer recited by those in mourning of a close relative. It's recited during regular prayer services. And the general requirement is that we have a quorum, which in this case is called a minyan. And the requirement for a minyan is that there needs to be 10 Jewish men present. And a Jewish man would be anyone, male age 13 and up, who has been bar mitzvahed. So I've got the list, and I know that we have that. So we have satisfied that requirement. So that's pretty important to me. The candle behind me, you can't really see it too well. It's called a Yahrzeit candle, and it lasts for 26 hours. It's lit out sundown the evening before the anniversary of the death. And although you might not see the candle too well or the flame, it is lit. So some of you are familiar with Mourner's Kaddish, and others have never heard it before. Not a problem. There are places during the prayer where everyone chimes in with Amen, and another where everyone says a line. So you'll hear when our group says Amen, which is why I didn't mute you all at once just yet. And so if you hear a few other people, you know, shouting out Amen, feel free to join in and say Amen with everybody, but there's no obligation. You certainly do not have to do that. Even if this prayer is new to you, if you've never heard it before, there are some words in there that you will recognize, such as Shalom, Yisrael for Israel, and of course, Amen. So, I will start. Yikadal v'yikadash shemei rabah.
Amen.
V'yama divra chirute. V'yam lich malhute b'chayichon uv'yamechon uv'chayal d'chol beit Yisrael b'agala uv'yizman kariv v'yimaru. Amen. Yehe shmei rabah mevarach le'alam ul'almei olmaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitramam v'yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei d'kudsha b'richu. Le'la min kol birchata v'shirata Tushbachata, Venechamata, Damiran, Bialma, Vimru, Amen. Yehesh Lama, Rabbah, Min Shamaya, Vachaim, Alenu, Vialkol, Yisrael, Vimru, Amen. Ose Shalom, Bimramav, Hu Yase Shalom, Alenu, Vialkol, Yisrael, Vimru, Amen.
Amen.
So that is the entirety of the prayer. What's that, Sib?
Great, Kevin.
That's my aunt for you, those of you who are following along.
I'm his aunt. Okay, bye.
So, all right, enough. Thank you. So, just another bit. Mom died May 3rd of last year, which in the Hebrew calendar is the month Nisan, day 28, which is and always will be 13 days after Passover starts. Because the Hebrew calendar is a lunar one, the date changes quite a bit when plotted on our regular calendar, which is why Hanukkah and other Jewish holidays change every year. And also, a little trivia, why Easter also does change every year. So this year, Nisan 28 falls on April 22nd. It's also Earth Day, also my birthday. And for those in the New Jersey, Philadelphia, Delaware area, a U.S. Navy and Air Force flyby earlier today for a display of national unity amidst our current coronavirus health pandemic. So I mentioned that mouthful because Mom's cause of death was respiratory failure, brought on by acute respiratory distress syndrome and double pneumonia. Had she contracted COVID-19, I am not sure she would have survived. So be sure, if any of you see my father, that he's wearing a mask and keeping his distance, and you are as well. He's a pretty social guy, and we need to keep reminding them that. So as I mentioned before, I have him on my cell phone now listening. He can hear us, but as I mentioned also before, you can't hear him too well, which is probably a good thing because he'd probably be interrupting us all. Those of you who know him are probably smiling right now about that. But since this is a commemoration, I'm proposing a toast. Her mom's drink of choice was seltzer. Mom, as much as I love you, I am not drinking seltzer. It is disgusting. I don't know who came up with it. Let's think. We've got water here. What does this need? I know. Tiny bubbles of carbon dioxide. That's not going to happen. The mixed drink she liked, maybe once a year, if that, because she barely ever drank, was a fuzzy navel. So I don't have orange juice here, but I have peach schnapps. So that is what I'll do. I've got here a shot glass from New York, which is where she is from. And so this is going to be a bit of a general toast. I kind of lucked out with two good parents, and I know not everybody has that. So the toast will be to our parents, though for some, others may have filled that role for you. So if you've got it, raise a glass. If you don't have a glass, raise a hand. That's okay. Join me to our parents. All right. Thank you all. So Mom's cousin Arlene offered to say a few words. I don't know if you're on. Arlene, raise your hand so people can see you online, and you have the floor.
Thank you. I just wanted to say a few words about Judy, who's a wonderful big cousin to me. Until I was 7 and Judy was 10, we lived across the street from each other. And in Brooklyn at the time, kids were just out on the street playing all the time. And Judy had friends her own age on the block, but if I was outside, she always included me or left them to play with me. Now, I don't know how many kids growing up wanted a little cousin tagging along. Judy did. She loved me. She was so wonderful to me. She used to remind me that she taught me to read. And I don't quite remember that, but I do know I wanted to do anything my good cousin did. She was one of my first friends. And even after she moved, lifelong, we remained friends. And Judy would always invite me to go to the beach club with her and my aunt and my uncle and to come to sleepovers. And she always was in touch by phone. She was so good about calling. I wish I had been as good. But we always got to celebrate holidays together, and we look forward to seeing each other, spending time together. And as I said, she always called. We always kept in touch. And I miss her.
All right. Thanks, Arlene. That is appreciated. I know not all of you have met my mother before, but that is, I think, a pretty good representation of who she was. Another friend of Mom's, I believe her name is pronounced Joette, asked me to read. She was devoted to our family and faith, a lovely, kind lady who made everyone in her presence feel comfortable and special. Thank you for allowing her friends to share tonight with you. So I've got one thing, but if anyone else has a few words, we do have a little time. If you want to raise your hand, I hopefully can see you and call on you, but no obligation. All right, the Canes. I see. Yeah. Uncle Alan.
Uncle Alan. Judy, a couple of thoughts. Judy was a very complex person. On one hand, she couldn't do enough for her friends and relatives. She was very loyal, amazing person. On the other hand, she seemed to always be searching for who she was. She was also searching for her role in life. Very interesting to watch Judy over the years. But at the end of the day, I guess I couldn't have had a better sister-in-law. Anyway, the better sister-in-law than Judy.
Thanks, Uncle. All right. Anybody else want to say a few words before I conclude with another toast?
We loved Judy, and the kids all loved her. She was so good to them. Everyone said something.
Hi.
She was so nice to us.
She was such a good aunt. She always made us feel good. She was a great aunt.
I gotta say,
we were very fortunate to know her.
I gotta say, Max, you loved going to your bar mitzvah. She talked about it. She really enjoyed that. This was last year, so you all know. So I know she so much enjoyed me driving her all the way up there.
I'm nervous. I was. I wanted to make sure you got there on time.
Well, we had plenty of time, Sid. Thank you. For those who didn't know, there. That was Dorit and the kids. That is their relatives and on my dad's side of the family. And hopefully we'll be able to see each other. We had a Zoom meeting Passover recently. So this sometimes does come in handy, this newfangled technology stuff.
Kevin, your mom would be so proud to know that you're doing well.
Kevin?
Yeah, Fran, is that you?
Your mom would be so proud of you. You've really stepped up to the plate. Good guy.
Appreciate it.
He loved you very much, and you did well. You're doing well.
Thank you. All right. So anybody else? There's a bit more I have to do after this, but I want to give anybody the opportunity. Okay.
Hello, so, Kevin. Can I say some words?
Certainly. Go ahead.
This is Shlomo Fried. I'm just, I met them through my sister-in-law, Amy, which I believe was in attendance somewhere back there. And I met her over the years a number of times together with her husband. And I really have to say, she was such an exceptional human being, an exceptional Jewish person. She was a real part of my mind of nobility. Not only she was a very intelligent person, but she was a person that studied, Judaism, and really understood and stepped up to the plate to the higher human values that are involved in there. And she represented them so proudly. And she was so proud of being a Jewish lady. I remember one time she told me that she understood the concept. It was explained to her how a Jewish lady is really a bas melech, the daughter of the king, and that is a great honor. And I miss having conversations with her. I did get the opportunity to visit her a little bit before Pesach last year, before she passed over, and sad not to have her around. But it would be a good merit for her children and for her family and for all of us.
Thank you. That is appreciated. All right. We do have a little more time if anybody wants to say a few words. Otherwise, I've got a few things. We've got Gary, my older cousin Gary.
I took a screenshot of everybody and texted it to you.
Both windows?
Just the one window.
Oh, come on. Step it up, cuz.
Forgot to do that one.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you can, that would be great. I know we've got like at least 30 windows on here. I can't see everybody. All right. So that's that. And then a final thing here, since it is my birthday today, I will say I don't need much. And with you all here, there's really no need for me to make a wish. So I'm going to light this birthday candle behind me. Give me just a moment. And the Arzite candle is still going, as it will for a few more hours.
Hi, princess.
So you can see me bring the other candle.
Hey. Out.
Okay, so now another toast. Papa. This time I'll use the schnapps again. I don't know why we're going, but whatever. This time it's a Philadelphia shot glass where I am. There is some symbolism there. So if toasting our parents, what we did before, is kind of looking back to what was, this one could be to a toast to our children, look towards our future and for what can be. So again, let's raise a glass, or if your hands, if you don't have, to our children.
Kevin, you're doing such a great job. Now he's drunk.
Just so you know, you're supposed to drink 4 glasses of wine on Passover. I think we can handle 2.
Okay.
Or more. Some of you probably will continue once this is over. No judgment. So that is all I've had. Just a few quick notes then. Shortly after Mom died, the Gregorian calendar death was May 3rd. Funeral was on the 5th. I did create a webpage for her. And on the page, I originally was just going to put some of her extensive writings. But I also ended up adding some of her recipes, a bunch of photos, and even a bunch of voicemails that I had saved on my phone that I was able to upload. So you're able to see how she expressed herself written, in words, in food, and what and images of her. So the website that I own is runphilly.org. But on there on the bottom, there's a link to my own. And then at the top, there's one for Mom's writings. So it's not been updated since maybe around her birthday last July, something like that. But that's another way to see the impact that she had on all of us. So that's all for the evening. Thank you all for joining.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
So proud, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you all.
Happy birthday.
Bye, Kevin. We love you. Bye. Stay safe, Kevin. Come to visit us soon in Delaware. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was just trying to ignore you. That's all.
Thank you very much. Every time I come to Dad, I miss Mom being on the couch. Waiting for us. Oh. Every time I come to visit Dad now, I picture Mom sitting on my couch, and it's so sad. When I bring your father all my food.
All your food.
Like I'm like the meals on wheels.
That's it.
That's it.
We are done. Thank you all.